question continues to be, will the cure be worse than the disease? That's the question now. I'm in Michigan, where yesterday the governor issued a stay-at-home, stay-safe order for the next 21 days. And luckily, I'm essential. That's what they tell me. I'm essential. Many people are not, although I talked to some attorneys who are not essential on the list, but they said, oh, we've got a pass here. So attorneys get to keep working. Other Americans flooding the unemployment lines. Excuse me. Grover Norquist with me, Americans for Tax Reform. He's the president. Grover, welcome back to the program.
Good to be with the state.
Good to have you here. I don't know that I've ever asked this. Where do you live? What is the neighborhood like that you're in right now?
Washington, D.C., right on Capitol Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And it is pretty quiet. I work downtown D.C., 2 miles from my home. And
right. So
actually, I go into the office because everybody in the office has gone home. So
can you smell the cotton candy and peanuts from where you are, from the circus that's going on there with the Democrats?
It is very sad. The Democrats have decided that the Republicans want to protect the economy and very much want to pass a piece of legislation to limit the damage. That, you know, if the government shuts down your business, there's an argument that it should, you know, make you somewhat whole on that. This is that you're not going out of business. You're not unemployed because you did something wrong. Your business isn't being shut down because you, invested poorly or chose unwisely or made a mistake and asked to be bailed out. The government shut you down. And so the idea that the government should try and figure out how to reduce taxes on you and maybe even lend the company money, makes some sense. And they said, great, legislation that has to pass is known in D.C. as a hostage.
Right.
And they are threatening to shoot the hostage unless we give them labor law changes so that labor unions can take more money from workers and give it to Democrats, enact the Green New Deal, give some money to the Kennedy Center. I mean, this is a string. You remember the
It's absurd. You know, give money to the Kennedy Center, fund Planned Parenthood, give subsidies to solar and wind-powered deals, required early voting, more power to the unions, a $10,000 check to any student who has a student loan. What does any of this, Grover, what does any of this have to do with the pandemic or keeping the American economy upright? By the way, there is some good news today. The futures on the Dow show that we're going to go up about 1,000 points at the start. At least we've got a little bit of good news. Go on.
Well, and I think that may be that the president stood up and said, we're not going to pass a bunch of left-wing stuff. What the Democrats did, if you remember, in 2009, when Obama came in, was they told all the Democrats they could go down to a particular room in the basement and put down their favorite earmark, and they were all added up. And when they added up all the Democrats' earmarks, that was called a stimulus package. What was very interesting, and I believe changed the nature of the modern Republican Party, is that they offered, you know, 20 or 30 Republicans billions of dollars that they could drag into their district, and they were willing to take out of an $800 billion quote-unquote stimulus package, you know, several tens of billions of dollars to buy bipartisanship. You know, you get 10, 15, 20 people, call it bipartisan, and then there would have been no Tea Party. There would have been no reaction against Obama on a party line basis,
right?
Because a handful of Democrats, Republicans, decided to get paid off so they could pay off their friends and be big men on campus for a week and a half, and every university in their district would name some professorship after them, or, you know, and the local museum would put a wing of a library over for them. Real temptation. I thought they were going to get some. They got none.
None of this makes any sense. I mean, and I look here, and there's been a change. Grover Norquist with us, Americans for Tax Reform. The change being that all of the networks yesterday, NBC, CNN, MSNBC, hammering on the Democrats for this blatant partisanship, going after the Green New Deal and all of these different things that have nothing at all to do with helping American workers or American companies, which is just as important. The backbone of America, as you and I know, is small business. Well, in Michigan, with all the restaurants and bars and everything shut down like so many other places, many of these places will never reopen. Never. because they don't have the cash cushion to survive unless there's a jump start from someplace, right? And the Democrats are worrying about all of these other things, and I give the networks credit for hammering on them for it.
Well, the networks are simply doing their job as advisors to the modern Democratic Party. They have recognized that the Democrats could lose the election with the way they're handling this. They were supposed to win in 2020 because of impeachment, and the president got stronger, and the Democratic Party got weaker. Not a lot, but some. Didn't go the other way. And now you've seen the president's approval on how he's handling it go up to 55%, kind of a high for him. And certainly, with the Democrats hammering on him, it hasn't worked. And now the Democrats add to that that they're going to say, we don't care about small businesses and unemployed people. We have our mouths to feed, and none of them have anything to do with building the economy. The CNN campaign advisors to the Modern Democratic Party, since they're major donors to the party by giving them tens of millions of dollars of free publicity on television,
sure,
they're able as donors to say, don't do this. You're screwing up our winning the election. And so they're slapping them down, but it's a love pat, you know, because
it's too late.
We want you to win, kids.
Yeah, it's too late. They've shown their true colors. And everything that they've done here, you know, Chuck Schumer saying we should pay your entire salary for 6 months, no matter why you lose your job. Bernie Sanders, every American should get $2,000 a month for the whole time. I mean, really? You're going to send me $8,000 a month because I have a family of four? Why? I mean, they're just nonsensible things. But let me ask you about something else here. $4 trillion being earmarked by the Fed to be injected into the system for liquidity. Some say that might not be enough. What is your thought about that money coming into the system?
You know, I really much prefer loans than grants, so to a certain extent that that's necessary. The other interesting thing is, the economy is fundamentally strong if we didn't have the government's reaction to the virus, both the virus and the government's reaction to the virus on shutting down much of the economy. So as soon as we get to the other side of this and people feel comfortable that we're heading back to where people can work and so on, watch the stock market shoot straight up, because we still have much lower tax rates on businesses than we did under Obama. 21% instead of 35. We cut taxes for smaller businessmen and women in that election. So,
last question for you, Grover.
Fundamentals are there. We'll come back.
I agree with all of that. Last question: how important is the tag "Made in America" going to be going forward? You got 30 seconds.
I think on some issues like drugs, that you absolutely need to have the ability to ramp up production and not let China stop them. I think you'll see some shift of that work back to the United States.
It has to be. Grover, greatly appreciate it. A lonely place there on Capitol Hill. Not a lot going
it
on
is.
Except for the circus, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Greatly appreciate it. We'll talk soon, my friend.
You got it.
There you have it. Grover Norquist, everybody. Americans for Tax Reform. Democrats getting pushback from their media advisors in the mainstream media. That's a pretty good take on it. It's the Steve Gruber Show. This is the No Panic Zone. If you want to find out more, go to stevegruber.com. Follow us on Facebook. The Steve Gruber Show, growing, exploding in size. We'll be right back.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it. You hear it every time you finish a meal and never feel anything. But if we were able to associate this sound with a new stimulus, save the food. We've achieved pulling a natural response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change your after-meal behavior through brainwashing. Because food waste costs the average family $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. And $1,500 extra is like getting a pay raise. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Which could pay for your child's braces. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Check out my braces.
So when you hear this sound, rethink your behavior. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit savethefood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us. But it was exciting.
I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans. But in our wildest dreams, we never, never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. And 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.